We start off today with the story of North Korea releasing one of the American prisoners it has been holding. The release of one of the three Americans detained there was announced by White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
I am, Jim, in a position to confirm that Jeffrey Full has been allowed to depart the DPRK and is on his way home to rejoin his family. We certainly welcome the decision from the DPRK to release him. While this is a positive decision by the DPRK, we remain focused on the continued detention of Kenneth Bay and Matthew Miller, and again call on the DPRK to immediately release them. The United States government will continue to work actively on their cases. We're appreciative of the efforts of the government of Sweden for the tireless efforts of their embassy in Pyongyang, which acts as the protecting power of the United States in the DPRK. As a condition of his release, the DPRK authorities asked the United States government to transport Mr. Full out of the country upon his release. The Department of Defense was able to provide transportation for Mr. Full in the time frame that was specified by the DPRK.
Full was arrested earlier this year after leaving a Bible at a North Korean restaurant and bar. He was never put on trial. Meanwhile, as you heard, Americans Matthew Miller and Kenneth Bay were detained in separate cases. They've been tried and sentenced to prison terms of 6 and 15 years, respectively.